Sometimes when we try to practice self-control, we kind of find ourselves in this endless wrestling match, kind of between what we are and what we want to be. And in trying to discipline ourselves, we can become exhausted or filled with shame or self-hatred. It can kind of feel like we're shackled to a mountain of what we dislike about ourselves. And it's kind of a bad scene. We find ourselves in this cycle of control, 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 shame, 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 shame. And it kind of doesn't do anyone any good. And there's sort of this other world going on that we can reach out to. Jesus kind of offers us this new way of thinking about control and self-control that's actually less about control and more about freedom and being free from being controlled by yourself. It's kind of a self-control that's less about yourself and more about experience and living in love. At the end of your rows, there's these little cups. If you want to pick them up, you can take a rock from inside the cup, like this. You can hold a rock in your hand and kind of try to imbue it with something about yourself that you think you need more control in, and you can kind of hold it in your hand and sort of feel that control, and you can keep it with you throughout the week if you'd like. And kind of imagine this as a small piece of this mountain of yourself, something that you want to control. And maybe with Jesus, you can turn this rock into something that would otherwise weigh you down and jam you up and make it into something that you can get a grasp on.